Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Peace and blessings, love and light, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond. I am a minister, spiritual life coach, holistic nutritionist, author, and founder of Redefining You LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And welcome to this edition of the show. And if it is your first time joining us on the How Now podcast, make sure that you go over to my website, www.hownowpodcast.com. Pick your favorite podcast platform and be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. You can also scroll down to the bottom of the page where you'll see the banner for this week's show, and it will take you to the How Now YouTube channel where you can like, follow, share, and subscribe there as well. And be sure to click that notification bell so you always know what's happening in the now. And again, that's www.hownowpodcast.com. So let's get into tonight's show, where we're going to be talking about systems for work-life balance, okay? And the successes that come along with that, okay? We know that, you know, we all are busy. We're all trying to figure things out, trying to make sure that we're maximizing our time. It's important, especially as moms and mompreneurs, it's important that we set up systems so that we can make sure that we're balancing between work and life and making sure and home and making sure that, you know, we're being the best versions of ourselves by not pouring too much into one area and not the other. And to help me to go through the weeds of this is my beautiful guest who is joining me today. And as is customary with the How Now podcast, I'm going to have her to introduce herself at this time.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. My name is Tyshawn Phillips, and I am a systems empowerment coach over at my company, Golden Admin. And what I do is I empower mompreneurs to implement systems in their business that's in alignment with their life. So they're not like trying to let their business run them. They're really taking control and running their business and is leading with what they want for their life.
Awesome. Awesome. So glad that you are here and taking time out of your schedule to talk about this important topic of work-life balance, because it is important that we do, you know, not put ourselves in a place of overwhelm. And I know, you know, as a mom myself, you know, I'm not a mom of a young child anymore. I am a grandma now, but I mean, I have a 35-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old grandbaby. And, you know, there are things that I do to assist her and help her. She's actually a mompreneur because she has her own business as well and taking care of my grandbaby. And so I know the importance of making sure that she has that balance so that she can spend time with my grandbaby and, you know, that she's helping her in these formative years, you know, especially when we talk about those who have young children. So tell me a little bit about how you got into the business of creating systems and being a systems specialist.
Yes, absolutely. It was always, systems was always my thing. I didn't know that it was such a beautiful gift when I first did it, but I always had I always craved how to do things in the most efficient way. Like some people would call it lazy or try to find an easy way out, but I'll take lazy, whatever they want to call it. It was just me getting things done in the most efficient way possible without cutting corners or cheating myself. Right. And the answer to that was always systems, whether it was at the company I was working for. I was an operations manager when I did work, and or even in at home. It was plenty of things where I had to learn how to pivot and like figure stuff out. The pandemic was a big one, but I had to sit down, see what was in front of me, and create a system to like build the life that I had in mind. And make sure me and my daughter wasn't losing our mind, right? So it's not right. all about just being able to spend time with my family and do the things that I love. For me, it was about teaching my daughter to like regain control and like showing her that you are in control. Whatever outcome you want, you better create a system to make it happen and like to take control over your life. Like, don't just let life happen to you, right? So I noticed that I wasn't alone in that. I noticed that a lot of moms like struggle in that area. And a lot of them was trying to get to where I was. Like that, they coming up to me saying, you look like you got it all figured out. And I'm looking crazy. Like, what are you talking about? So after hearing so many of my friends express like what they're struggling with, I'm like, oh, so that's why I'm so good at this. Like, is this my purpose? And it truly is. Like, it truly is my purpose to be able to help moms like, show that they can do it. Like I hear a lot of people saying, you can't do it all. You can do it all. You just have to create a system to make it all fit in the system that works for you. Right.
Right. That makes sense. I mean, and you're absolutely right. When it comes to things, you know, yes, we wear our little cape and we fly fearlessly through the air, trying to make sure that we get things done. And I love that you say systems, because you know, being a former type A personality that I am, you know, I'm all about checklists. I'm all about time management and how can I maximize my time? And just like you said, I don't see it as lazy. I see it as, you know, you're working smarter, not harder. And, you know, that's always the key. What can I do? How can I be efficient at this? It's not that, like you said, that we can't do it. It's that we have to figure out, is there a more efficient way to do it? And if there isn't, we need to be able to identify that, okay, this is something that's a little bit more difficult. It may be a little bit out of my scope. And that's where that whole self-awareness, I believe, comes in, right? Because now you're at that place where you're saying, okay, I'm realizing that there needs to be a system and I might need help with this part. And so, you know, it's how can I delegate some of it if it does feel like it's a little overwhelming? So when, you know, like you said, with your systems and with the things that you were doing, how did you go about starting that? You know, because I mean, people are looking at, you know, do you sit down and write, you know, what are some things that I have to do? How did you go about creating certain systems for yourself?
I first started off by like figuring out what the need is, like what goal am I trying to accomplish? Now when I'm working with my clients, I call that your vision. What's your main vision here? Like, what's the outcome that you want? Everything we do starts from that outcome, right? And then whether we intentionally create a system or just let life happened, but we're still thinking about it. It's some kind of system that we're following, right? So that's what I do. I say, okay, this is what I want to happen. What am I manually doing, putting my energy in? What am I doing? And how can I replace that with a system that can like help me save some energy in this area, streamline this part, automate that part? Like, if this is taking a lot of time, how can I make it not take a lot of time? So it's just like paying attention to really myself and how I feel when I do certain things, because a lot of times, especially as mom, I hear I have to do this or I have to do that. Let's stop using that as an excuse to just do things, because we don't have to do it all the time. It might have to get done, but we don't have to always do it. So it comes down to delegating, whether it's to an actual software or actual person. Let your kid make their own lunch, right? Like, it's certain things that we can do to help systemize our sanity. And it's up to us to get out of our own way and figure it out and actually want to, because if we keep saying we have to be the one to do it, you will never create a system that can operate without you, because you are tying yourself to that, like you're saying, you have to do it, right? So that's how I start. I always like pay attention to everything that needs to be done and seeing how it can get done without me.
I love that. And you said, keep it. First of all, I love that you said systemize your sanity or systemize our sanity. I love that. Okay. Write it down if you didn't write it down. Because I did. I'm sitting here with my pen and I'm like, oh, systemize our sanity. Yes. But you said something key there. And that was to automate. And that's something that I think is crucial now, especially, you know, we're in the age of technology. There are so many things at our fingertips. There are so many different types of apps and programs that can help us. And just like you said, it doesn't always have to be a physical help. It can be an automated help. And you know, I like that you talk about that, because that's something that's so key. We know the first piece of automation that we have is our cell phones and all the medical things that it does. You know, I'm a Droid person, you know, sorry, Apple people, but okay, like, wah, wah. But
you know, Android here too.
Yay, okay. But anyway, yes, I mean, it's just, it's wonderful that's part of the option as well. You know, so talk a little bit about that automating part.
Yeah, I'm big on automation, because why not? Like, why do it if you don't have to? And my thing is, if it's something that you are doing over and over and over, why would you continue doing that? And like, that stunts your growth. So my thing is, I always been big on teaching, right? And I learned that the reason why I love teaching is because I love learning more. But I can't continue to learn more if I'm not like passing on something. So how I was at my last job, I would teach what I know. Now somebody else can do the job and I can go on and learn something else and then keep that same thing going. That's just how I always grew. And that's how it is in life. Once you are able to take something off your hands, then you are able to dedicate more time and energy to something else. And that's helping you grow as a person and helping you like really hone into your creative side of your business and grow your business. And you not bumping into that time cap. Right. So yeah. If you are the person in your business doing all the things, think about how could you multiply yourself to be able to make a even bigger impact? Right. Mm-hmm. How could you do that? So automation is what's always the answer with that. Anything I'm doing over and over, I'm going to put it in the system and automate. I automate like sales calls, scheduling the sales calls. I'm not going to go back and forth and ask you what time works for me, what time works for you. You're about to get this link. You're going to see my schedule. I have it already set up to tell you the days and time that work for me, and let the system do everything automatically. And then from there, I'm not going to keep texting you and reminding you. The system is going to do that. I'm going to create automatic emails and reminders to automatically send that to you just to make sure you show up on time, resend the link a couple of times, and I don't have to worry about that. So that takes away time that I can be focusing on something else, like actually on a sales call, like something that really requires my time.
Right. Well, it's good because you're showing that the automation not only works for your work life and for your work schedule, but for your home life as well. And so I like that. That's, you know, just like you were talking about, you know, let the kids make their own sandwiches. How about that? Okay, that's something that's good too. That's that physical automation, you know, where we're talking about a human doing it. And yeah, that's something that a child can do. And I love that you say, you know, it's about taking, you know, it's about growth. And you can't grow if you're consistently doing the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. That is so, you know, I mean, that's so profound. Our folks are writing this down too, because that is profound. You know, we don't think about it that way. We just think, oh, you know, we have to keep doing it over and over again because now it's habitual and we have to do it. But we don't. You're absolutely right. How do we progress from there? How do we go a step higher than there if we're just constantly doing the same thing over and over and not giving ourselves an opportunity to learn something new or to grow? And that's part of the automation as well. Because as technology is advancing, we have to advance with the technology. Some of the things that we were using, you know, I was a big Franklin planner, I don't know if you even know what a Franklin planner is, or some people will be like, I remember those. I had those planners with the calendar and all those notes and all these things that I wrote down. Then they went to, you know, the electronic one, and I had to learn to navigate that. You know, I had to learn, you know, when we got stuck in the pandemic and we had to learn to have meetings and go on Zoom. It was a learning curve for everybody.
Yes.
And so, you know, I love that you talk about that automation piece, because it is not just a matter of us, you know, doing the same thing over. We've got to be able to move with the trends that are going along that way too, that are going to help us be even more efficient, because somebody is always finding a quicker and a faster way to do it. And we have to have our finger on the pulse to be able to move with that technology. So I love that.
Absolutely. Because if you think about it, we're also just like you have the computer. We also are programmed a certain way, right? But it's up to us to upgrade our software and like create different habits and create like reprogram things to be able to adapt to the changes that's going to automatically happen, right? Like you can't stop the change. Change is going to happen. So you just have to learn to be able to reprogram. And once you learn how to do it once, like that's why I'm good. That's when I really like connected the dots. Like I'm good with systems, but I it's not also a coincidence that I'm able to like create these systems for me and my daughter and like sit with it because I connected to say like that's my way of thinking of things. So if I can just see how this works and go behind the scenes and connect the dots, I can do that same thing with myself, but it just takes a little more work because if we've been thinking a certain way a long time, we don't want to tell ourselves that we're wrong. That's why I say we have to like be comfortable with getting out of our own way, admitting that sis, you're the problem, but that's right. Okay. We can work past that. The good news is if you're the problem, you're also the solution, right?
Yes.
So you have to be able to like acknowledge that as well.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes perfect sense. I mean, everything you say, I mean, I'm just saying, like little light bulbs are popping up. I'm just like, I'm having a whole bunch of little aha moments here. I'm just like, right. You know, again, we were talking about the automation, talking about, you know, I love that you also said, yeah, I had to write down, upgrading your personal software. I like that. We do have a personal software. We do have certain systems, like you said, that are in our mind to do. And when we do upgrade and when we do those things, and like you said, you're teaching your daughter, thinking about, oh my goodness, think about the how much of a stress reducer that is too. And that as you're creating those systems and you're showing your daughter, at the same time, if something happens to you, she's familiar with those systems. Mm-hmm. And she can step in and assist, you know? And we don't think about that because what happens when we're down? What happens when we shut down?
Yes.
What happens when we're not fully charged and we, you know, we're going along with that same, software analogy? What happens when we're not plugged in and we're running out of juice and we can't move in the way that we need to? Once those systems are established and we are able to teach and show someone else, they can step in if we can't do it, you know, because sometimes it happens. We can't be everything and be all things, but if we do get to a place where we're not feeling well and we need for things to continue going, those systems are already in place. And all we've got to do is just say, hey, all you have to do is this. Can you go on there and press this button or do that for me? And how much easier and stress-free is that?
That's exactly what it is. Like when we feel like we have to do it all and we train our brain and say we have to do it all, you're really not doing any justice to you, your family or your clients, because now you're forgetting that you're human, right? You're forgetting that you're human and you're going to need your rest. You're going to it's going to happen. I had to learn that the hard way. Like I was that person at my last job doing all the things. I started working out and I was busy from sun up to sun up before the sun up. I was up before the sun and all of a sudden I never got sick, but all of a sudden my back just started hurting. Now I'm sick and now I'm like, my body's saying, like literally telling me, you can't do nothing but lay down today. And right. like, right. I'm glad I already had a system for my team, but that's when I really had to think like, okay, my body is going to make me rest regardless. I don't care how much I don't want to do it. So what I started doing was scheduling rest here and there and like really, really paying attention to my body to the point where I don't want to get so sick that my body shuts me down, like puts me out of commission, right? So we have to like pay attention to, that's why I talk about feeling how we feel a lot when you're doing a task, because if you wake up doing something you don't want to do every single day, think about what you're putting your body through, right? That's that task you want to delegate. Like, it's okay. Just because you know how to, that don't mean you have to do it. And it's okay to let somebody else do it. That don't make you any less of a person or threaten at your job or train that new person. It's okay. You are not replaceable. Like, you're still going to evolve and grow and glow into the person God wants you to be, right? So don't focus. Don't worry about like being threatened about somebody taking your spot or like being looked at as, oh, I'm the mom, I have to do this. No, you're still amazing. You're still that amazing mompreneur that you was made out to be.
That's it. I love that because it's not like you said. Yes, it's about systems, but it's also about mindset. So much of it is how we think, and how we're making time for ourselves. You know, we always hear those buzzwords, self-care and things like that.
Yes.
We have to be able to schedule those things in there too, because that's where the balance comes in. The yes, we have systems for efficiency, like you said, in our work and in our home life, but are we also factoring in those times, like you said, where we need to rest, where that's part of the
Yes.
system, part of that system is not just the physical aspects of the things that we have to do, but the mental things as well, you know, and the spiritual
Yes.
things that we do. Are we making time for all of those things as well? And those things can be, you know, automated as well, you know, or they can be, you know, something that, you know, when we're talking about scheduling and things of that nature, are we scheduling in time for our own mental health, mental
Yes.
breaks? You know, those
Yes.
things are critical. Otherwise, you know, those are those little cogs that are in this machine that's our body, that if we don't pay attention to it, they'll break down, they'll wear out, just like you said, and then we're stuck. So, you
Yeah.
know, I love that you said that. That's what it is. It is about balance. You know, when sometimes, you know, people say, no, it's balancing like this. For me, the balance kind of looks like this. It looks like a
Same
flow.
here.
To me, it's a flow. It's the flow. How are we causing things to flow so that
Absolutely.
way, you know, there are ebbs and flows. We can work within that flow, and it's not so black and white, cut and dry. That's not always
Yes,
the way
what
life is.
works
There's
for
a
you.
ton of gray area.
Yes, like I don't even call it work-life balance. I'll just say life balance. Like everything in my life need to balance out. I'm not going to try to balance my work on the same level as my life. Like my life is my life. Everything else just need to fit in. Like my life is the big pie, right? Everything else need to fit in. Like the work is just going to be a portion of it. Sometimes it might be a big portion, sometimes it might be a smaller portion, but whatever my body tells me that I need at that season of my life, that's what I'm going to focus on. And that's what balance is to me. Like I might need to just tap into more of my spiritual hygiene at this moment. That's what my body is calling for. And that's what I'm going to give it, right? Work is going to have to wait. It's okay. You'll be there when I get back. It's okay. It's not going anywhere. Right. So.
And that and, and
Yeah.
that's the and that's the reality of it. You know, I think society, you know, puts us in this place where or tries to put us in boxes, and makes us feel as though we have to do this, and you have to work within these parameters, otherwise it's not good for you, or otherwise shame on you. We've just been conditioned and taught to do things a certain way, and when we don't, then you know, we're difficult, or we're being resistant, and that's not the case at all. It's like I'm
Yes.
being human. I'm listening to my body. You know, you talk about, I think about, again, or think about homeostasis. When it's hot, your body sweats because that's what your body needs to do to release that heat, so we don't spontaneously combust or anything like that. We
Yes.
you know, we have to respond to the things that are happening inside of us, you know, because everything starts from within. And if we don't
Yes.
tap into that and we don't connect with that, we're doing ourselves a disservice. We're not allowing what's natural for our body to do that. You know, we think about people around the world who, you know, have little siestas or have times during the day when they don't work and they spend time communicating with their family. Why? For them, what we're doing is absurd. You know,
All right.
we're sitting there like a hamster on a wheel. We're running, 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 and they're chilling out in the middle of the day. Hey, okay, we're gonna okay,
Funny you say
and their
that.
lifespan is longer than ours, isn't it?
Right. My daughter
Hey,
just
dropping
told
like
me,
flies.
she said, I think it was a coffee shop, maybe. I don't know what she be looking up all kind of stuff, and every different day is a different did you know, right? So one day she said, Mommy, did you know that it takes 30 minutes for coffee to kick in your body? So at this one coffee shop, they have it where you can take a nap. You go drink the coffee and take a nap. I said, I can bet you that that's not in America. Right? She said, Oh no. No, it's somewhere else.
And you know, and that's it. Because we have so much access to the world now, and we can see how different people live and how and we can communicate with them, it just opens a whole nother avenue of learning and growth for us. Because
Yes.
now we can see, we can actually meet people virtually and say, how do you live where you live? Or what how are things different where you live? And we get to see how systems are different and how what we
Yes.
think are norms are like I said, completely ridiculous. And some people are like, y'all do what? Y'all eat this way, y'all do things. And because of technology, the world is open to us, and we have to be able to say, you know what? No, it doesn't have to be this way. I love that you said when you talk about your life, okay, my life is going to be a bigger part of this pie today. And every now and then, work may be a larger portion, but then it adjusts. It ebbs and flows. It's not static. It doesn't have to be this way. We just think it has to be that way. So it's our thinking that causes us to be in a lot of and that's why everything nowadays is about mindset. Everybody's always talking about mindset and your mindset. You've got to change your mindset. You have to change how you think. And it's so true because
Absolutely.
we don't have to do things the way that people think we should. We have to do them in a way that's going to be most efficient for us. That's why there's more than one way to do things. We're not a bunch of robots.
Absolutely.
Not a bunch of robots. We're not all walking around wearing the same shirt, the same pants, the same shoes, walking the same way. The reason why there are differences is because there are different ways to do things. And that's why you have people who are innovative. You have people who are trailblazers because somebody said, is this the only way we can do this? And somebody said, cool. So we know that it's possible because people are doing it every day. There are still inventors out there creating things. There's something new that's going on. Every day somebody's in the lab somewhere creating something new or creating a more efficient way to do something. So,
Right. And
there
it's the same thought. You don't thought about it, right? You don't thought about it, but and then like a few months later, you're gonna see somebody do that same thing that you thought about and be like, dang, I wish I would have acted on
That's
it.
right. That's right. That's
Right?
right. Okay, don't they tell you don't leave no money on the table? And we do it all the time because we think,
All the time.
nobody's gonna think that that's a good idea. And then next thing you know, you look and it's right there, and you're like, oh my goodness, I missed out on the opportunity.
That's the
You
thing
did.
right there. We have to stop looking at different as wrong. And I dealt with this a lot because I had to unlearn and reteach myself, and I had to unlearn what I was taught, meaning I had to say that the things that my parents taught me or the people who I worked up under might not have been the best decision, but I had to label it as okay. It doesn't make them wrong or a bad person. It just is not in alignment with where I'm going, right? I'm
Right.
grateful for the lessons that my parents said. I trust that my parents did the best that they could with the resources that they were provided at the time. But I'm grateful enough to have an abundance of resources right now, a community who supports every decision that I come up with. Like all of this stuff, I know that the people before me didn't have it. Like, this is not the same thing that our ancestors had. And it's like, take advantage of all of this, tap into that community that's supporting you, like, pay attention to all of this stuff, even our kids. Pay attention to how our kids are actually learning because they are like the first innovators where they don't have as much life experience as we do, which is a good thing when they're learning because life is what holds us back and say, you can't do the thing that you thought that you could do, right? Because now you have responsibility and it's messing up your brain, right? They don't have that responsibility. So pay attention to how they learn. And then when they come up with these crazy ideas, let them have it. Like go with it, right? Go
I
with
mean, and
it.
that's something that's critical too. Just like you said, how people are teaching, how they're learning is so critical, so key, because like you said, they're our future. And
Yes.
the one thing that's different, when we talk about different generations, and I think about right now, even in the workforce, right now there are five generations represented in our workforce. You have your traditionalists, your baby boomers, your Gen X, your millennials, and your Gen Z. All five generations working in the same workforce, parenting and doing it in the same workforce, and we are not going to do things the same. I'm a Gen Xer, and the one thing that's interesting is, we did what we were told. Mama said, Daddy said, we respected authority, and if they said do it, we just did it, no questions asked. Then you have those millennials that came along and was like, why? Why do we have to do that? What are we doing this for?
That was me.
And then Gen Z, right now, they're just like, whatever. You know, I'm going with the flow. I don't have to, I can do what I feel like doing. I do what I want to do. I do things the way that I want to do it. Why do I have to do it that way? That doesn't, that, you know, they question. They question, they ask. You know, we were taught and we just did as we were told. You know, we were supposed to be seen and not heard. That was our existence. And now, you know, it's like, no, they're asking why. They're asking all of these questions. And they say, well, why do I have to do it that way when I can do it this way? Or can I do it this way? I got the same answer. So isn't it right? Now we're like, uh-oh. So there are a lot of things going on. And we have to be in tune. And I think we have to just be open. We have to be open to the possibilities, you know, and like you said, not let life, you know, restrict us from being able to move forward. And, you know, like you said, in order to create that balance, we have to, you know, be able to put our guard down a little bit and say, okay, well, maybe there is another way of doing this. And that's why we have to be open to, you know, things that are going on around us and not be so closed-minded, because that's what some, you know, especially some of us in our older generation, we get set in our ways. I'm just doing it because I've always done it this way. Doesn't make it right. Like you said, doesn't make it right. And it's okay to be different. I like that you said that too. It is okay for us to be different. We don't have to do, you know, things that way. And we have to just be willing to say, okay, it's different. That may not be my cup of tea, but it's different, but I'm still going to honor that person for what they believe. And I think that's where empathy comes in. We can't discount how someone feels about something or how they experience something. We just have to say, okay, that may be not be the way that I feel works for me, but if it works for you, good for you. And not make them feel bad about the fact that they're different. So I like that you said that.
Just look at it as the different perspectives. Like, you both can be looking at a penny. One can be on the tail side, one can be on the head side, but it's still a penny at the end of the day. Like, but you still can have different perspectives of it, but that doesn't change the value of it. Right. It's still the same thing.
That's right. It does not detract from the value. You know, like you said, it's still a penny, whichever side it's on, it is still a penny. It still has value. That's powerful. That's powerful. These are things that we don't think about, you know? So again, that now, you know, just to start reeling some things in for folks who are looking to create that balance, looking to create that automation. You know, like you said, it just starts with first, you know, being able to look at, you know, what are some things that I want to accomplish? You know, or what is the end goal? And I think in goal, and I think that's important to consider. What is it that you're seeking to accomplish? We're so busy trying to get the job done, but what happens at the end of it? What is it, you know, if we don't know where we're going, how do we get there?
Right.
You know? That's like jumping in your car and you just, you know, I need to get over here. You know, well, I'm just going to get in the car and just going to turn the GPS on. I'm not going to put it on anything. I'm just going to drive.
It ain't gonna move.
Right. Where you gonna go? You just gonna keep on recalculating because you just turning corners, but you ain't told thing where the first thing you're gonna look for is what's your destination. So how are we going somewhere and we haven't put in any coordinates to talk about where it is that we're trying to get to? So that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Where are we trying to go? What is the goal that you're seeking to accomplish? That's going to help you to figure out the best way to automate it, or the best way to create a system for it. What is the end result? So I love that you talk about that, because you got to know where you're going first to get there.
You have to secure that vision. That's the very first step in my framework. Secure that vision and keep sight of it. Like, lock it up. So, because life going to life, the road that you plan on taking, they might be a roadblock, right? Something might happen, but as long as you put that address in the GPS and then you have to make that detour, the GPS is going to automatically reroute you because you already secured it. You already gave it the address and told you. The GPS not going to lose sight on that, right? So we have to do the same thing in our head. Like, secure that vision. Remember where you're going, because all of this chaos is going to happen, but you just got to learn how to navigate through it, learn how to control it. And that's it. You can't change it, but learn how to control it to make it work for you and not against you.
I mean, yeah, All I'm saying is, I mean, the nuggets that you are dropping are something serious, you know. I like, you know, some of the things that I want to highlight that you said were, you know, upgrading your personal software, you know, securing your vision, like you said, systemizing your sanity,
Yes.
figuring out these things are going to help you to create, you know, that balance that you're looking for. We just can't be out there just, you know, existing, because we start becoming robotic in the things that we're doing. You know, sometimes that's what happens. You know, like I said, I was the quintessential checklist girl, and I still am about certain things, because I tell people in a heartbeat, I'm memory resistant. Okay, I can't remember stuff. Okay, if I don't write it
Right.
down, it's gone. Okay, so I'm very systematic about using my cell phone and using my little checklist in it for things that I need to write down or things that I need to remember. You know, so I may be a little old school in that. I'm trying to work with the technology to you know, be able to write things down. I have a phone that has a little stylus, and I can write down things that I need to write down on the
Whatever
fly,
works for you.
and that works. And just like you said, so it's just a matter of making sure that I'm not putting myself in a place of overwhelm, because I think that that's
Yes,
what
very
happens a lot
important.
too. We think about all those things that we have to do, and then all of a sudden we start thinking about it. Or if we write it down, all of a sudden we look at that list and it looks longer than we think it is. And next thing you know, we're like, uh-oh, it's too much. It's too much.
Right. And we're
That's where
afraid to
we
ask for
think,
help, right?
right. And that's where it's time to ask for help. That's where sometimes it's like, okay, sometimes I look and I'm like, okay, it's too much. It's too much. I'm trying to do too much. I need to scrape some stuff off this plate. That means I'm going to have to say no to something, not add anything else on there. And I think that that's important too, when you're talking about creating systems, not to try to do so much that it becomes overwhelming, you know. And then
You said it. You said it right. Say no. Say no. It's okay. It's okay. If you don't take
saying that.
it for the listeners, if you don't take nothing else from this, it's okay to say no, right? That is okay. Because if you think about it, if you're saying yes to everyone else, that means you're saying no to yourself more often, and that's not okay.
That's right. That's
Right?
right. And just like you said, when you're creating systems, you're trying to see how things fit. And if you keep adding stuff, you're going to run out of places for things to fit. Or
Right.
sometimes if you put systems in place and they become more static, then, like you said, it's working around that. When you talked about lifing, and you talked about life being that bigger part of the pie, now I've got to see where certain things fit in. Okay, there may
Yes.
not be any more room. If there's only this much of a slice left, then we're going to just go with what can fit in that little slice there, you know?
Right.
And
Sometimes you just
everything
have to
else is
say,
going
I
to have
don't
to,
have it.
sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Get
So, yeah,
some
like you
somebody
said,
else to do it.
there you go. There you go. Recruit the others, or, you know,
Right.
pick the others, whatever that PTO stands for, you know? Assign, but pick the others to do it. I'm not doing it, you know? But that's important.
That's okay, and it's fair. It's fair to you, and it's fair to the person who's asking for it, because what good are you to them if you're just got this much left, but you're trying to give them this much? They might need to call in a bigger support, and it's fair to you to be able to voice that and let them know that you just ain't got it in you to do that much what they're asking for. I think this requires someone that has more to give right now, and it would be
Yes.
irresponsible of me to like add this to my plate knowing that I can't give it my all, right? That's
I love
okay.
it. I love it. You see, and we're walking hand in hand on that one, because I say that all the time. Well, I tell you know, if you want me to help you, I can't give you my best if I say yes to this. And if, you know, and I believe in doing things, you know, with integrity, and I believe in doing things with purpose. And so, you know, you're
Yes.
asking for me to do this, and I'm just not going to be able to do it. And that's all right. Just like you said,
Yes.
it's all right to say no. And some people will be like, wow, you know, I didn't think about it that way. You know, it's not you just
Even
sitting
to
there
your
and just saying,
kids.
oh, heck no, I can't do it. Sorry, sucks to be you. We're not saying
Right.
that. What we're just saying is, you know, just like you said, I want to be able to give you my all in this, and I'm not going to be able to do this. I cannot fit that you know, square peg in that round circle. I can't. I cannot do
Yeah,
that for you.
I have to have these conversations with my daughter often. She'll like just walk up and start talking to me, and I do this thing where you have to make sure you have my attention, because if I'm already doing something, I'm focused on something, I might even respond to her and she'll tell me, you said okay, but I wasn't really processing it. I had a whole nother thing going on. So I had to like set that boundary to tell her, like, if I'm doing something, don't try to engage in a conversation with me because I'm not doing you any good. Now you had your intention set on something. You thinking that I agreed to something that I have, I don't even much recall the conversation, right? I have to like set those type of boundaries. And even if she wants to do something, I used to be that type of person to say, I have to see if I have to work or something like that. Now I tell her my agreement is if you just give me enough time and we schedule it, right? We schedule something, then that's going to be my priority. I'm not going to put work in front of it and say, I have to wait and see, but let me know, make sure I have it on my calendar, because if it's not on my calendar, it's not getting done. Right. It's like setting those are healthy boundaries to set. And not only am I teaching myself to set boundaries, I'm teaching her that it's okay to set those boundaries as well. Because if your child can just walk up to you whenever you're working, no matter what you're doing, then they're going to think that that's the definition of a good mom. And they're going to go out there doing that same thing, growing up saying they have to do all the stuff to and not set boundaries for themselves. And it's just going to be a whole nother cycle for the next generation. And that's what I'm really trying to change. Like, I'm trying to make it better for the next generation, not just us mompreneurs who are in the game now. Right.
Right. Right. Oh my goodness. I love that. You said two things that really resonated with me. And that's boundaries. Of course, because we have to set boundaries. We have to let people know how to address us and how to receive us, you know, and how they, you know, and because I do that with people, you know, people are going to tell you how to handle them by the way that they respond, by the way that they act, you know, so it is important for us to set those boundaries so that people already know, just like you said, when your daughter comes to you, she knows to make sure she has your full attention. You know, and that leads me to the second thing. We have to be present. You know, like I said, I'm a grandma. My grandbaby are coming in. She'll say, banana, baba. Her lips are just moving. I ain't heard a thing she said. Because I didn't take a minute to turn to be like, okay, wait, she's talking to me.
Right.
So it's making sure that you know, that we're present. And it's important to say that, you know, I think about my spouse. You know, I always, you know, if I call, and I'm talking to him and I hear him talking to somebody else, and I'm just like, okay, I'll call you back. Oh, no, babe, no, you can talk to me. Because you're not paying attention. You're not going to hear what I'm saying. And so, you know, I need to make sure that you're present. I need to make sure that I'm being heard. And that's important. You know, you want that person to understand. Please make sure that I'm giving you some eye contact, or like you talk to your daughter. Please make sure that I'm paying attention first before you say something to me, you know. Don't just look for that response. Make sure that I'm making eye contact, that I've acknowledged that, yes, you're here, and that I've heard what you said, you know, or even tell people, you know, say back to me what I said, just so I can make sure that I heard you right. You know, because I think what we tend to do, and this is even in business, we say we have an open door policy, but we got our foot on the door. You're telling me I can come in, but you ain't heard a thing I said. You know, I'm expressing my concern, and you got your foot on the door. You're not hearing me. And so we have to make sure, you know, that even as we're saying those boundaries, that we're saying, okay, you know, here's the best way to know that I'm paying attention, you know, give them a word or tell them, you know, just to make sure that I'm hearing, you know, hey, did you, you know, even if it's for a child, you know, mommy, did you hear me? You know, I was asking, or you said it was okay for me to do X, Y, and Z. Have them repeat it back. Because then I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't say that. You know, we don't want to find out afterwards. So yeah, setting those boundaries and being present are huge, huge. All of these things, like you said, are going to alleviate that stress that can, you know, that can spring up on us if we're not careful, you know? So like you said, building those systems and making sure that we're setting those boundaries and that we're, you know, making sure that we're being efficient about the things that we're doing, you know, communication, all these things, thirst for knowledge, all of these things come into play. All things that are mindset related, as well as just the physical automation, is that mental automation as well. So,
absolutely.
Powerful, powerful things. Okay. So like I said, as we're going to start wrapping things up here, you know, I just want to, you know, give you an opportunity to tell people, you know, they've got a starting place. Like I said, we've talked about making sure that they're seeing what the end goal is that they're trying to do, and that it's important for them to ask for help when they need it. You know, is there anything else that they can begin to do, you know, as they're looking to streamline things? Because we know that sometimes, you know, the best laid intentions, you know, we can get a little off track. And so, you know, what are some ways that they can stay on track, or just a few suggestions that they can, you know, of things that they can use?
I would say both in business and life is to make sure you are tracking your progress. Like, have something that, something, someone, it might be someone as well, that's going to hold you accountable. And that could just be, we talk about having stuff on your calendar, right? And sometimes we fill our calendar and then realize it's too much. At the end of each day, go back and be honest with yourself and say, okay, I put this on my calendar. If you did it all and everything is good, that's good. Pay attention to how you felt as well. I did it all, but how am I feeling right now at the end of the day? If you didn't do it all, pay attention to how you felt. Pay attention to if it really needed to be done, because sometimes we can keep putting something on our calendar just for decoration, just because it's cute, there's different colors and it look like we're busy. But we are just keep skipping over it. What is that serving you, right? Take it off the calendar, just remove it, and like, be honest with yourself. So make sure you are tracking your progress, and have that community as well. And it's not necessarily say you have to join a certain type of community, but make sure you are in tune with other people who understand where you are going, or you communicated that vision. It can be your kids. It can be my daughter. She knows I want to do certain things. She's going to ask me here and there, did you start doing this? Or did you start doing that? Like, all of that is important, because we're not going to always remember, right? We might forget. Even when it comes down to celebrating a goal that we wanted to accomplish, sometimes we can set all these small goals and forget to celebrate them. But that person is going to remember how big of a deal it was at the time when you didn't really know if it was possible or not, right? But when it happens, sometimes it might be that one person to remind you, like, take a moment. Like, you just did a big thing. Remember this time? And then you go back and you be like, dang, I remember that time. So yeah, like, find a way of tracking your progress. It can just be a journal as well. At the end of each day, I have a gratitude journal where I write down everything that I'm grateful for. Every morning when I wake up, I set my intentions with my journal. I write out my feelings, like whatever that is, all of that stuff is tracking how you're doing, because you have something to go back to and remind yourself how far you came, because we don't always give ourselves credit to like do that. So I would definitely say track your progress, and make sure you get community involved to help you stay on track. If you already have the track, right? If you have that track, you set the vision, you already understand where you're going, create a system to help you like stay on track and hold you accountable for the things that you are trying to accomplish.
I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that. And like you said, celebrate your wins. Celebrate your wins. And yes, you said it's important to track that. You know, just like we do it. And when people are setting goals to lose weight and things like that, we set a goal and then we celebrate at the end. It should be the same in all aspects of our life. We should be able to celebrate all the things that we're setting goals to do. No, not just those things that people can physically see, but just for our own mental well-being. Like you said, I love Absolutely. That. Just celebrate that. Okay. So, well, honey, I want you to tell people how they can get in contact with you, how they can go about learning more about what it is that you do, and start looking at getting themselves on the right track.
The best way to learn more about what I do, and if you are ready to, like, if you're listening to this and you saying, dang, I've been trying to do all the things for everybody else, but I really want to like take control of my own life, the best way would be to book a consultation with me. So if you go to goldenadmin.tech/consult, you will be directed to a page to go ahead and book that consultation with me. And it is, I want to say that it's free, because I don't charge any money for it. However, you have to be prepared to put in action, and that's not free. Like I'm asking for your time to like go ahead and share with me your pain points of what you're struggling with, but you have to be ready to put in that work, because that's the only way it's going to work if you make it happen. So I don't want you to come and just think that I'm just going to say, oh yeah, do this and do that, and that solves all your problems. After this call, you have to be ready. I'm going to be with you, right? I'm going to I'll hold your hand through the process, but you have to be ready to put it in the work. So it won't cost you any money, but it definitely will cost you some work and accountability. Now, if you're not ready for that second step, because I want you to be ready for the second step before you do the first step. If you're not ready and you still want to learn more about me, go ahead and connect with me on LinkedIn. Just go to my profile, Tyshawn Phillips, and that gives you a little more time to warm up to me, because I understand, you know, some people not like me. I'm that person who's just going to jump out and find my wings on the way down. Some people still need to warm up. So just connect with me. And whenever you're ready, you can, I'm very open. You can just send me a message, ask me a question, join my events and my audio events. That's your chance to talk to me and just be more on an open platform. But you know, if you're truly ready to take that first step and get your business and your personal life to a different level, go ahead and book a consultation with me, and I'll, you know, create a plan for you and help you get a track to stay on. Right.
Right. Right. Okay. Give them the name of the website again. It's Golden.
Golden Atman. That's my company name. GoldenAtman/consult. And you'll be able to book a free consultation. GoldenAtman.tech. Sorry. GoldenAtman.tech/consult. And you'll be able to book a consultation there.
Beautiful. And that will be in the description when the show airs, so people will know how to get in contact with you. So, you know, I appreciate you coming and sharing your wisdom and all that you're doing to help people to create that balance that they're looking for, because we're always seeking to be better versions of ourselves. And it starts from within. It starts with our mindset. It starts with us being able to create those systems that are going to help us to be successful. So thank you so much for being with us and for sharing all of the information that you've shared. And one other question that I want to ask before we go, as I ask all of my guests at the end of each show, how are you living in this now? What are you doing to navigate in this space?
Listen, that's a really good question. It is right on time, because I told you how I share at the end of each day. I journal. I write down my gratitudes and acknowledge the great things that's happening. And I just keep asking, what now? What now? Like that's the question, because the things that are coming my way is everything that I prayed for, but it's much bigger, right? So I'm like, okay, I want to continue serving the right people. So what now? And that's my thing. Just like, I'm literally living in the now right now by paying attention to making sure I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do at this moment. Mm-hmm. And that's my main question right now. What I see this, I'm grateful for it. What now? What's next? What you got for me? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's me and my journal and God.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. It's all about now. What are we doing now? How are we doing it? And what are we doing and how are we doing it? You know, that's going to be key. So again, thank you so much for coming and sharing. Know that you are always welcome to come back, because what's happening in your world now may not be what's happening 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 weeks, or 2 years from now. So you are now part of the How Now family, and you're always welcome back to let us know what's going on with you at the next now in your life. So again, thanks so much for coming and being here with us. Are there any other parting words that you want to leave with our listeners before we go?
I just want to say, do what you have to do to systemize your sanity, because only you are in control of that. No one else.
All right. Nobody else. You heard it here. Okay. Thanks again for being here, love. And that will do it for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. And until we see you the next time, I say peace.